and welcome to your outlet for outdoors and Western lifestyle news, The Bend Show. I am your host, Rebecca Wanner, a.k.a. Beck. We say this each week. We love hearing from all of you. Comments, stories, ideas. Get a hold of us anytime. Call or text 305-900-2363. Again, that's 305-900-2363. Or you can always drop an email to bendradioshow@gmail.com. Riding along for the new season of 2026, season six, Jeff Tigger Earhart is back in the co-host chair. Welcome back, honey.
Hi.
Not letting you go. So on that note, happy new year to everybody. I hope you survived. It's been a whirlwind last couple of weeks when the holidays fall in the middle of the week.
It is for everybody.
I know.
I mean, the holidays, it doesn't matter when they land. It's just, it's a whirlwind when you talk, well, we went to so-and-so's house and then so-and-so's house and we had Christmas at our house and we did all of that in about 18 hours.
And if you think about it, many of you now are gearing up for the kids to go back to school. And
hallelujah.
Well, it seems like when the holidays are in the middle of the week, it also seems like the kids have the longest Christmas vacation break.
Is that how it works?
I think so, but I'm not sure. We don't have kids. But
kids are out of the house, back in school.
Congratulations. They're back in school in a couple of days. And so I don't forget, though, too, let's give a shout-out to our my mom. Happy birthday, Lois. She had a milestone birthday on Friday.
She turned 35.
Exactly. You're trying to stay out of the doghouse. All right. Back to holidays, though. With January, I wanted to throw this reminder. Holiday returns. For those of you that did all your shopping on Amazon, I know they always extend a little bit on the return policy, but remember, by and large, don't quote me on this, most stuff's got to be returned by the end of this month. So make sure you get those Amazon returns done if you need to.
Do you have to keep the same box and packaging that it came in?
Don't even get me going on that subject, okay? Just follow what the app says. If you're on Amazon, just follow
just
through.
Follow the directions.
There's about many different ways. We'll put it this way.
Because I have a couple returns. And I am a first-time Amazon user this year. Because normally we just go through your account. And I'm like, hey, order these. Order these. And you do.
Okay. So that brings up actually a great topic. You're going, everyone's wondering, wait a second. Why does Tigger not have his own account? Well, because we were trying to save money, Tigger was.
I didn't need one.
And you didn't feel like you needed one because you were more of an eBay guy. But now you've realized the benefits, especially when you found out how expensive shipping is.
That was the game changer for me. So you pay for Amazon. I know we're going down a whole different road, but you pay for Amazon Prime, and that includes free shipping and many times free returns, right?
Right.
Is that how it's supposed to
work? Most of the time, but yes, not always.
And if you're an eBay user, which I still am, but that was the majority of where I would go shopping for something, you have to pay postage on it, and usually there is no free return.
So now Tigger is about to sign up for his own Amazon account. And for those of you that are wondering why we don't share Amazon accounts, it's because, hello, Beck does her shopping, and she does not want Tigger knowing what he is getting for any said holiday special occasion, or maybe I just don't want.
But I can be trusted with my own Amazon account, though, too. I mean, you know that I'm not going to go hog wild and order this and be like, I need seven of those, and da-da-da-da-da.
Well, that's because we still
wear the other, so.
Speaking of the new year, did you know this, Tigger? 80% of New Year's resolutions fade by February.
Oh, absolutely they do.
And
I would say the majority of them fade probably like by next week, Thursday.
That's very good of you saying that, because did you know that Quitter's Day is often called the second Friday of January?
So that gym membership, you have time to go ahead and cancel it and you don't have to pay for February. Just saying.
The other thing I thought was kind of funny was that fitness and productivity apps get their highest downloads in week one.
Of course.
But did you know this? As everybody goes back to work on Monday now, everyone might seem a little bit more jolly. Most people coming back from holiday break are really happy, but it fades quick. I hate to bring that up. They say that people after the holidays are happy for about 1 week, and then it goes downhill.
I think because you go into the dark days of winter, and I suffer from spring fever, and that is a long ways away. And I tend to go through that where I love Christmas, I love the holidays, and then I'm like, all right, I'm ready for spring now.
And I go through seasonal depression, I guess is what the clinical form is what it's called, where you're right. And I've even tried those lights that you can put on your desk. They're supposed to give you that natural light. Yeah, it doesn't work.
They don't work.
I'm telling you, just get outside and get some vitamin D from the sun, even if it's 30 below.
This too shall pass. That's what I'm going to say. Tigger's Law, this too shall pass. Eventually, it'll get nice out again.
All right. Come June. I was looking into some travel trends for 2026, and here's something to think of. I guess what's trending this year, and it makes sense, is purposeful travel. So think less is more versus trying to pack in as many trips as possible. And with that in mind, I wanted you to know about this. They're saying now summer travel, be looking at flights and hotels. That's right. Be booking now. Be considering booking now for some of the cheapest deals. And I'm going to tell you a little insider tip. Over this last year, I did quite a bit of flying. And I do have to say that still the Travel Tuesday, that coined phrase where you shop for flights on Tuesdays, well, that still has remained to be my cheapest day of the week.
That's
so far
really
buying.
True.
For at this point, so far on all the flights I booked for in 2025, even those that were kicking off, we're going to be leaving in a couple of weeks for. Yep, they were all the cheapest on Tuesday.
On Tuesday, okay. I thought that was always folklore, that wasn't really true. But
well, I tested a lot, and that's what it worked for me. But don't hold me to the fire on that one, okay? But here's another tip you might not have thought of. Did you know that you can go to your web browser, and you might have to tap the little dots or click on it to go into the settings of it, but you can choose an incognito tab. So you want to make your browser incognito. And the reason you're doing this when you're shopping for your travel is so that you are not tracked by cookies that could potentially increase your cost, meaning they'll remember that you came and searched for this flight and they might just crank up the dollars a few more.
And now that way you won't get all of this stuff on Facebook or your social media
exactly.
Because you went and you looked up Priceline.com or something, or trips to the Galapagos Islands or something. And now all of a sudden that's everything on your feed on social media is about that.
I'm telling you, use that incognito.
They know what we're doing. They're watching us.
Here's one last thing for the travel trends for 2026. And I thought this was pretty exciting. It's talking about how active culinary travel is still taking off. It's growing steam is all I can say. And this is the idea of blending outdoor activities with regional food and wine experiences. This is a travel style that has been growing like crazy ever since the pandemic. And the idea is that it's, again, a purposeful type travel, but you're actually engaging in that culture or that area that you are traveling to. Maybe you're coming up into where we're at up in the Dakotas and you're going to learn how to make Nephla soup, okay, or flesh kikla. And everyone's
so I was
going,
gonna
what
ask,
is that?
So is that what you mean? Like people are going there to learn to prepare the local types of cuisine?
Yes.
Like you'd head to Nola, for example, and then you'd go and you'd learn how to make gumbo and jambalaya and all this
yes,
kind of stuff.
Yes, yes. One of my friends, a good friend of mine for the last 30 years, she just came back from Spain and she took her whole family, and part of their experience is they learned how to make paella, which is a very Spanish traditional dish.
Okay, that's kind of a neat idea.
So
I'm digging that.
If you're digging and looking
I'm
for some
that.
Ideas.
I'm digging that. I could do that. Sit back and just sip whiskey and
there you go. Maybe this year, instead of like throwing a dart at the board on where we're going to go, think about what kind of food or beverages I've been wanting to try.
That's kind of cool. So if you're into, say, Jack Daniels, you go to that part of the country, the distillery, and then
yes.
Take in the types of food there, the bourbon enhanced stuff.
You're into wines,
I'm
you're heading
this.
To Napa Valley or maybe the western edge of Michigan,
good
and
idea.
You're going to try the different cheeses and sausages and learn what food pairs with wines.
Beck, you're so bougie. Go to break.
All right, we're going to take a short break, crew. When we come back, we got more of The Ben Show.
Hey guys and gals, this is John Armand with Ultimate Outdoor Adventures TV. Ultimate Outdoor Adventures TV travels the back roads to the backwaters in pursuit of the ultimate adventure in hunting and fishing. Join Team UOA every week for exciting action in the crosshairs of the outdoors. Catch Ultimate Outdoor Adventures TV on YouTube, Amazon Prime, and make sure to follow Team UOA on Facebook and Instagram to share in the ultimate outdoor adventure.
Our shows, well, they're your shows. Is there something that you'd like to hear? A segment, perhaps, that you would like to have a little more often? Like something, don't like something, it doesn't matter. Let us know. Call the hotline, email us, or message us on social media. We love hearing from y'all.
Looking for a Christmas gift that really rocks? Surprise your friends and family with tickets to the world-famous Miles City Bucking Horse Sale. Not only will they experience world-class rodeo action, parades, shopping, and classic Western fun, this year's concerts are bigger, louder, and more unforgettable than ever. Featuring Corb Lund, Kenny Fiedler, and the kickoff concert with Trace Adkins. Give the gift of live music, dancing, and memories that last long after the lights go down. Get your Bucking Horse Sale tickets today at buckinghorsesale.com and ranchchannel.com and make Christmas legendary.
Want to add just a little bit of spice to your event, your customer appreciation supper, your banquet, your meeting?
Oh, yeah.
Well, bring in us. Beck and I, your keynote speakers, hosts, MCs, a host couple. We'll make them laugh, even cry tears of joy. Call us today.
Welcome back to The Ben Show. I am your host, Rebecca Wanner, a.k.a. Beck, and Ride Along Shotgun, my co-host, Jeff Tigger Earhart. This came across my wires, and I thought I would share it because it made me chuckle at first, and then I thought, you guys got to hear about this. Weirdest etiquette advice from the past 100 years, and some of these are coming at us from Good Housekeeping. They did an article on this recently, and I filtered through these and picked out the ones that I thought we needed to talk about. First one, Tigger, what do you think about this one? Back in the 1880s, it was said that a lady shouldn't have more than one glass of champagne.
Well, that wouldn't work today now, would it there, Beck? Miss Champagne over there.
You're just going to make sure you don't get in trouble for that one, right?
Exactly.
Staying in the 1880s, this one also made me shake my head. And for those of you that don't know, I have long, blonde, curly hair, meaning I have big hair, right?
I'm glad you put the word big in there. Who's the country music artist that looks like you?
Oh, we're talking about Kimberly from, she is from Little Big Town. That
yes.
Blonde with the big curly.
Yes.
Yeah, I sometimes get stopped, especially when we're in Nashville. It's funny. I've been stopped twice already. With
yeah, the last
thinking,
time that we were
Can
in
I take
Nashville.
A picture with
yeah.
you?
Yeah, they didn't want nothing to do with me. They were like, oh my gosh, there she is. Anyhow, okay.
1880s, women should always wear their hair up. In Victorian terms, that meant the hair must be worn up except when in the privacy of one's bedchamber.
But that was pretty common back then, though. You know, that women wore long dresses, they showed very little skin. A lot of times weren't the sleeves down to the wrist.
That's true. Less is more.
Yep.
The shirts, the blouses were even high up on the neck.
Yes.
If you think back to
very
those
humble
styles.
Very humble kind of back then, yep.
Yes, but can you imagine how long it would take for me to do my hair every day, Tigger, if we had to pin this up?
We'd have to shave it off, Beck.
Oh, moving forward to the 1900s. In the 1900s, this was interesting. Children should never contradict.
Amen. That should be today.
One of the many rules a child was expected to follow in the age of being seen and not heard is to keep your opinions to oneself. It was considered disagreeable for a child to contradict anyone for any reason.
Unless maybe they were asked, but they probably weren't asked back then.
I don't think so.
This should be brought today. Bring this one
horrible.
Back today. All
but right. Again, that was the age of being seen and not heard. Okay, so think about that. But that was in the 1900s.
You say that about me a lot. Just how about you just see me and not hear me? Don't use that rodeo voice on me.
Moving forward, 1910 to the 1920s, ignore the baby. Parenting experts told parents then to never hug or kiss their child and to leave them in their crib as much as possible if they didn't want them to be spoiled. This was meant to build a strong character in the child.
Good luck bringing that one back.
I was shocked by this one.
But there's some truth, I think, in my opinion, to that, that, you know, because those kids are smart, even when they're wee ones, right? And they're crying about this and they want this and want that. They figure out how to get to their folks.
Oh, I agree with you. And when you think back, I've heard like grandparents and such make the comments about how my dad never hugged me or I was never told I was loved. Some of that. I wonder if it stems from this ideology back in the 1910s and 1920s.
Not showing emotion. There's truth to that.
We move forward to the 1940s. Here's one for your table manners, okay? Everyone listen up. Because I think this one should still fit today. The salt and pepper must remain together. Separating the salt from the pepper is considered a huge etiquette no-no. Even if the person asks for just one, they always go as a pair. And that's what I was taught back in the day when I had home ec.
That if somebody said, could you pass the salt, you would hand them both the salt and the pepper shaker?
Yes. How about you? Were you never taught that at home or in home ec?
Not really. I don't think so.
I remember that being a big etiquette when we were taught in school how to formally set the table. Like, you know, if you're going to have a big party, wedding, whatever it might be. I remember that clearly being told that the salt and pepper are a pair and are to never be separated.
I did not learn that in home ec, and yeah, I did take it 1 year, but I started my quiche on fire, and then I wasn't allowed to take home ec as a senior.
So is that why you've never made me a quiche?
That's why I have never made a quiche. Anyhow, carry on. What else you got?
1960s. Don't cough into your right hand. This rule boils down to a matter of hygiene. Would you want someone sneezing or coughing into their hand, then greeting you with a firm handshake? Your right hand is considered your social hand, while the left hand is your personal hand. I feel like this needs to be broadcasted to everybody with it being flu season right now.
Right.
Please.
Right. No, I agree that you shouldn't cough into your hand or sneeze in your hand. You should. What are you supposed to go like this, right?
Yeah, into your elbow.
Into your elbow like I'm doing like there?
That's what we do.
Is that what
do.
You're supposed to do?
Yeah, we do our elbow or else we pick our shirt up and try and cough into one's shirt.
And then you go and you wipe your nose on the sleeve of your shirt. No.
All right, well, this next one follows suit, okay? The 1960s again. Don't hold drinks in your right hand. You got to keep that right hand free. It was considered rude and impolite to hold your drinks or handbag with your right hand, as again, your social hand is meant for mingling with fellow party guests.
What if you're two-fisting it? What do you?
I knew you were going to say that.
What are you supposed to do that? No, okay, I get it. These make sense. I mean, it's back then, and I think some of that should come back again these days. Even the part about being social, hold it with your left hand so you can shake and say hello. Because how many times do you see a friend or something and you go up and give them a hug, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you got that beverage. It doesn't necessarily mean alcohol, y'all. I don't know why you're going there. But then you give them a hug and then you spill it down their back and all that.
Or Beck's hair gets stuck
in
your drink.
Or Beck's hair gets caught in the way.
All right. The last one I have, 1970s. Okay. We're thinking about the 70s. Discuss the bill before it arrives. The status quo used to be that a man always paid the bill and a woman never offered. But of course, we know times have changed. And back then, if a woman was in the position where she could pay, it was best that she worked it out at the beginning of the meal so as not to emasculate the man. This rule was created to help men and women navigate the liberation movement of the 70s. And I actually thought about that today because now sometimes we're laughing and thinking about this. It's very common to split the bill or to say, I'll get this one, you get the next one.
Are you talking kind of on a dating type situation?
Dating situation.
Because I was going to say, Beck, I'm always paying the bill over here.
I'm thinking about dating situations, but I'm thinking about how this rule
Why are you thinking about dating situations? Is there something I need to know about? Do we need to talk off air?
We're safe. Okay, we're safe. I'm just helping all
our
friends.
Just on a roll.
Okay?
This goes on to that be seen and not heard thing, right?
But this comes forward to also, I'm thinking when it comes to the bill, even awkward with friends and such, fighting over the bill at the end of the meal, I think the etiquette should be today that always discuss the bill before it arrives. Like, as soon as the waitress comes, just quick say, we're going to split the bill. Or he and she's on mine, or she's on yours, or I'm going to take care of this.
Okay, that's
that
another
way,
good point.
You end the meal on a good, not an uncomfortable foot. You leave it on a good note.
So we do a lot of business dinners with clients. And actually, you know, they always want to pay, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, that's just kind of how it is. That's a good idea, though, when maybe she's taking my order that I just maybe lean in and just say, make sure you give the bill to me.
Yes.
That's a good idea.
I'm just helping you out. We're revolutionizing. This isn't the 70s anymore, okay? We've come forward 50 years, all right? And I'm just saying, discuss that bill before it arrives.
Good idea.
Get it out of the way. There's a little bit of etiquette for y'all. We're going to take a short break. We got more of The Ben Show right after this. This is Beck. First, I appreciate all of you for listening and making The Bend part of your week. Many of you have asked, how do I catch past episodes? The answer is super easy. head to thebendshow.com and click on the shows tab. There you can listen to every episode all the way back to episode one. Podcasters, head to your favorite podcasting app and search The Bend. You'll find us. Be sure to follow and subscribe and never miss another episode again.
Is there that particular pair of boots or that shirt or pair of jeans that you just can't find anywhere else? Check out Medora Boot and Western Wear. Medora Boot and Western Wear is the go-to for boots, jeans, especially jackets, and even those hard-to-find accessories that make perfect gifts. Check out MedoraBoot.com, or better yet, give Kim a call at 701-623-1005 and tell Kim that Tigger and Beck sent you. For the latest in Western and outdoor practical and fashionable wear, there is only one: Medora Boot and Western Wear.
The hunt, the stories, the memories. This is Jake Fenrick with JB's Wildlife Designs. Let me capture and preserve that hunt, that story, that memory with a trophy mount to last you a lifetime. Look us up on Facebook at JB's Wildlife Designs to see samples of our taxidermy and reach out at any time with any and all questions you may have. This is Jake Fenrick with JB's Wildlife Designs. Taxidermy is my passion. Let me preserve yours.
Welcome back to The Bend Show. I am your host, Rebecca Wanner, a.k.a. Beck. And along as always is my co-host, Jeff Tigger Earhart. Now is a big question that we hear in January. And that question is, what to buy in January if you have any money left in your account?
You haven't maxed out the cards.
First one is pretty easy. I think we all know what it's going to be. Fitness and wellness. Yes, those gym memberships are probably the cheapest they're going to be. The home gym equipment, treadmills, ellipticals, those are going to be the cheapest. Smartwatches, diet tools, the activewear, all that stuff that we do this first 2 weeks of January. And then hats off to those of you that can make it a true lifestyle change.
Now, can I add something about the gym membership?
Yes.
Make sure that, I hate to say this about the cancellation, I don't want to set you up for failure. I'm just saying, if that is something that you're trying to do, I hope you can accomplish that goal, but don't get in so deep where you go, oh man, I can't pull through with this, and now I got to pay for another 8 months or something like that.
That's what I'm going to suggest too. Make sure you really read the fine print before you take that gym membership, because some gym memberships aren't going to lock you into a full year, and then it's hard as heck, we're going to put it that way, to get out
and
of.
And some lock you in for life, it seems like.
It can be really hard to get out of. And you, by the way, make sure you read that little print, because there may be a clause in there that you might be able to get out of it in a year, but you have only a tiny window to do so, or you have to notify them 60 days before you're going to get out
of
it.
Boy, we're being Debbie Downers, aren't we?
No, it's because we've been burned, okay?
Yeah, we have.
Done some of those. We won't throw anybody under the bus on which kind of gyms these are, but we've been burned. And so we're just here to say, read the fine print. And there are other gyms memberships and YMCAs and such that you can sometimes just take out month by month versus signing up for an entire year. That might fit your family better. Next on the list, home goods. And I watch this really close, by the way. Some of you may have remembered home goods sales being called the white sales. So we're talking bedding, towels, blankets, humidifiers, even routers for your house. And on top of that, think about the electronics. What is coming up in just a couple of weeks? Super Bowl. So TVs, especially for that postseason football, they're being discounted to make room for new models. So that's what I'm telling you. I watch the sales big time when it comes to anything for the house during the month of January. Next one, winter apparel. Look for end of season deals.
Oh, come on. That one's obvious now.
Not really. A lot of times some people think they have to still wait another month. So I'm telling you, start watching now for those deals on coats, boots, gloves, scarves. And this is a little trick, okay? Tigger and I do this. Buy now to gift later.
That's what I was going to bring up, because a lot of times those hunting patterns, there's some of you out there, you got to get the newest one every single year. I mean, how it goes. But if there is maybe that particular pattern where you wanted to maybe get somebody that other, the gloves or the hat.
You're missing that last little piece.
Yeah, one of the layers or something, you can go and grab those now and then give them next year at Christmas to add to the collection, unless they're trying to change that pattern every single year.
Hey, and I'm going to backtrack real quick. When we were talking about bedding, towels, blankets, graduation is not that far off. So if you have graduates that are going to be, you know, walking down in May.
That is no fun.
Now
giving
is the
a graduate
time.
A comforter?
Didn't
That's
you
no
get
fun.
I got one. I got towels. I got
Well,
like,
everybody
crock
gets towels,
pads. I got
I mean, but yeah. That's
well,
no fun.
We're
though.
Trying to help people save some money. The last one, thrifted goods. Right now, a large influx of items hit thrift stores after the holidays, and people don't know about this, and they things that don't sell get shipped overseas or they get shipped elsewhere. So I'm telling you, if you're wondering when the best time to do your thrift store shopping is, it's right now. Now that everyone's cleaned their house out and they're ready for a new year, they're out with the old, in with the new, you might as well grab their old and make it your new. We're going to call this show wrapped, folks. Remember to keep sending in any questions you might have, as well as if there's something spot-worthy for us to share. That number you can call or text anytime, 305-900-2363. Again, 305-900-2363. Or you can always email benradioshow@gmail.com. And if you missed part of this show and want to hear past episodes, either or, you can find them all on our website, thebenshow.com. And be sure to subscribe on your favorite podcasting app and to The Ben Show YouTube channel. Finally, a big thanks to all of you listeners that came along again into the new year. Whether you're coming or going today, stay with us as we ranch it up. And remember to keep up with me back all week long by following The Bend on Facebook and on Instagram at The Bend Show. This is Rebecca Warner. Catch back if you can next week on The Bend.